بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This subject of oaths is of an important matter for us Muslims to know the rulings regarding it. The oath in Arabic is known as al-yamin, al-yamin, and al-yamin linguistically, its plural is ayman. Also, it has another plural, ayman and yama'in. And it has different meanings linguistically. So it refers in one meaning to the right hand, al-yad, the hand, al-yumna, the right hand. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37, verse 93. فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين. فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين. Then he turned upon them, striking them with his اليمين, with his right hand. Also, the hand, which is the working tool, the physical working tool, is known as al-yamin because of its strength with respect and relevance to the left one. And also it's a means to strike with, and a means of significance for strength and power and ability. And from that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Haqqah, verse 45. قال الله تعالى لأخذنا منه باليمين. We surely should have seized him by his right hand, or with the power and might. And it is also referred to, it refers to al-half, or al-halif, making an oath and swearing. Like in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, reported in Sahih Muslim, يَمِينُكَ عَلَى مَا يَصْدُقُكَ بِهِ صَاحِبُكَ. Your oath should be about something regarding which your adversary will believe you. Now, the legal meaning, the technical meaning of the oath, the scholars, rahimahumullah, mentioned many definitions which are very close regarding the meaning of al-yamin, the oath. And from that is asserting something by mentioning a great, magnified, in a particular manner. Asserting something or a ruling by mentioning a great or his attribute in a particular way. You understand? This is the technical meaning. This is the technical meaning of the oath. Clear? Clear? Asserting something by mentioning a great, magnified, or his attribute in a particular way. In a particular way. And it is like the one who is making the oath, as if he is saying, in as much as magnify this upon whom the oath is made, then I assert the matter. Is that clear? Then in the definition he said, in a particular way. Why it is said in a particular way? Because if he makes an oath by a created, even if magnified, then this is what? Unlawful to begin with. You understand? By mentioning him in a bidhikrin makhsus. Rikri Mu'azzam, mentioning a magnified. So if he swears by a created person, then his oath is what? We don't say invalid, we say it is haram, is unlawful to begin with. Okay. This is the technical meaning of the yameen or the oath. What's the origin for the yameen? The origin, the foundation of it is in the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus. Regarding the Quran, the verses are replete. In the Quran, the verses mentioning the yameen, the oath, are replete. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah, for example, chapter 5, verse 89, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. Allah will not punish you for what is unintentional in your oaths, but He will punish you for your deliberate oaths. And that's why also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the same in Surah An-Nahl rather, chapter 16, verse 91, وَلَا تَنْقُضُ الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا. And fulfill the covenant of Allah when you have Now, continue please. And break not the oaths, that's the point. And break not the oaths after you have confirmed them. This is the point of evidence. And break not the oaths after you have confirmed them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to swear, asserting the matter in three places regarding the resurrection. In Surah Yunus, chapter 10, 53, قال الله تعالى وَيَسْتَنْبِئُونَكَ أَحَقٌ هُوَ قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ. And they ask you to inform them saying, is it true? The torment and the establishment of the hour, the day of resurrection. Say, look at this. Say, yes, what? By my Lord. So he commanded him to assert by making the oath. It is very truth. Is that clear? This is one place. And it is important to remember these three places. Remember them. Write them down. The places regarding these oaths concerning the occurrence of the day of resurrection. This is one place in the Quran. Surah Yunus, Ayah 53. The second place in Surah Al-Taghabun, chapter 64, verse 7. قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنْ قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنْ. Say, yes, by my Lord, you see that? You will certainly be resurrected. You see that? He's commanding him to swear by Allah. Yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected. And also, in Surah Saba, the third place in Saba, 34:3. قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ. Surah Saba. Say, by my Lord, you see that? It will come to you. Allah is He, the Knower, All Knower of the Unseen. So these are three places by which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala commanded His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to swear by Him, by Allah, that, and to assert that the hour is coming and the resurrection is to occur. Is that clear? Okay. Now, in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also there are many narrations concerning this matter. From that is the hadith of Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إني والله إن شاء الله لا أحلف على يمين فأرى غيرها خيرا منها إلا أتيت الذي هو خير منها وكفرت عن يميني. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. And in Bukhari it is in volume 8, book 78, hadith 618. If I take an oath, the Prophet ﷺ said, if I take an oath to do something and later on I find something else better than the first one, then I do what is better and make expiation for my oath. And make expiation for my oath. Also the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْهَاكُمْ أَنْ تَحْلِفُوا بِآبَائِكُمْ. Allah forbid that you make oaths by your fathers. مَنْ كَانَ حَالِفًا فَلْيَحْلِفْ بِاللَّهِ أَوْ يَصْمُتْ. Whoever wants to make an oath, let him make an oath by Allah or keep silent. Also the hadith of Abi Huraira, which we mentioned earlier, يمينك على ما يصدقك به صاحبك. Your oath should be about something regarding which your adversary will believe you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's most frequently made an oath by saying ومقلب القلوب, by saying by the one who turns the hearts, Allah azza wa jalla. as regarding the consensus, Ibn al-Mundhir, rahimahullah, related the consensus. He said, وَأَجْمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَالَ وَاللَّهِ أَوْ بِاللَّهِ أَوْ تَاللَّهِ فَحَنَثَ أَنَّ عَلَيْكِ الْكَفَّارِ. And they are in agreement that whoever says by Allah or Wallahi or by Allah or Tallah, and then he does not fulfill his oath, then he has, it's binding upon him to expiate. And also Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, said, وَأَجْمَعَتْ الْأُمَّةِ, the Ummah is unanimous, عَلَىٰ مَشْرُعِيَّةِ الْيَمِينِ, on the legality of the Yameen, the oath, وَثُبُوتِ أَحْكَامِهَا, and the establishment of the rulings related to it. Now the wisdom behind the oaths is first assertion. First assertion. This is one of its wisdoms. Either to make the person addressed to have trust regarding the words of the one making the oath and that he did not lie. And also to strengthen the determination of the one who makes the oath himself, in case he is reluctant to do something, or if he is reluctant to leave something, where himself incites him to. Or to request the strengthening of the request from the one being addressed or others, and to incite to carry on something or preventing him from doing it. These are some of the wisdoms regarding the making or establishing of the oaths. Inshallah ta'ala, we continue on this subject whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits in the near future. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.